fifth round pick out of Fresno State. Chris Carter now joins us on the Rivertown Hotline. How you doing today, Chris?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing all right. You were part of history over the weekend as you went in the fifth round. Some guy named David Carter, your brother, went in the very next round. Two brothers taken in the same draft pick. Tell me what Saturday was like when you both got the phone call.
Man, it was extremely emotional around my household. Everybody was just, getting all teary-eyed and, a lot of hugs going around. It was extremely exciting, It's a blessing, and that doesn't happen too often. So, we were very grateful for it.
Has that ever happened before? Do you know?
I believe that was the first time. Do you know that? Is that the case, Chris?
I think it might have happened three times prior. In the entire history of the NFL draft, about three times.
Well, take us back to your childhood. You must have been friends as brothers can be, but also rivals. What was it like playing sports around your house? What was it like playing video games, things like that? Having a brother that close in age.
We were actually more friends than rivals. Growing up, we competed with each other slightly. You always kind of want to do a little bit better, a little bit better. But as we got to high school, it was more so like, come on, bro, you got this. We both wanted each other to do better than ourselves. So, we were just both excited that, we were able to make it to the NFL together. And, Chris, we both started football together the same day at a very young age, and, we're still doing it.
We're talking with Chris Carter on 93.7 The Fan. Chris, was wondering, being a linebacker drafted by the Steelers, what does that mean to you as far as tradition goes?
Oh, man, I got a lot to live up to, and I'm more than willing to, do it and make any sacrifices necessary to do so. They got a great defensive coordinator I'll be learning from, and two great veterans in Harrison Woodley. These guys, I watch them all the time. All I do is watch NFL Network, and I watch those guys. And, it's just exciting to know that I'll be able to learn and absorb from these guys.
Chris, I'm intrigued with the coach that you played for at Fresno State, Pat Hill. I have the utmost respect for him, a guy who's had the carrot dangled in front of him at times to go to the National Football League, the Raiders, and he turned that down. Probably a good move. But one of the things I just loved about his approach was, this was earlier in the decade, this is almost 10 years ago, with all the talk about Fresno State being good, I think David Carr was still the quarterback, and he said, it's time to shut up and play football. What was it like to play for Pat Hill with an intense guy like that? And how much do you think that'll get you ready for an intense head coach like Mike Tomlin?
I feel like once you play for Pat Hill, there's no other program you can go into and be surprised as far as intensity goes. He coaches hard, and he's very passionate about what he does. And, he expects all his players to play hard and be passionate about what they're doing as well. Fresno State is a very underrated program and, been that way for so long. So we've always had to fight and scrap for any attention we get, any opportunities we get as far as big games. And we practice very hard every single day year-round just to make sure we're ready for it at all times. And, just being able to come out of that program, it does wonders for me. And, it's a blessing in disguise because it's really strengthened my arm. To be able to go into other programs and be able to take the tough coaching from other coaches and actually, makes me, more of a character that can go into any organization and learn, I feel.
Talking to Chris Carter, Steelers draft pick from Fresno State, actually a defensive end in college, but making the move to linebacker, as a lot of Steelers draft picks have done. And Chris, could you speak a little bit more to just the fact of getting drafted by the Steelers? Who was your team as you were growing up, and what does it mean to get drafted into a franchise with so much history?
Man, I grew up in Los Angeles, so once I was born, the Raiders were gone. We didn't really have a football team out there, so I used to watch a lot of Indianapolis Colts games all the time, and I liked them a lot, and as I got older, it's just okay. I still don't have a team because I'm from California. And if you don't live in San Francisco or San Diego, you can't really call yourself a true, Charger, or Frisco fan. At least in my eyes, I've never been to any of the games or anything like that. So, I wasn't really a diehard fan of anyone, but I love football with all my heart. And I watched a lot of Steelers games due to the fact that my uncle is a diehard Steelers fan. So every Saturday or, Monday or Sunday, he would have me over the house. And, had like a special bread. They always took Eggs Benedict every day for a Steelers game. And I mean, he has a Steelers room, and we had to go in that room to watch the game. And hey, we same ritual every single weekend. And so I ended up, because of him, watching almost every single Steelers game, which caused me to end up picking the number 43, because I used to watch a lot of Troy Polamalu going into high school. And I mean, I really admired the way he played. I love the number. And so I picked it and I stuck with it. And I had it all through high school. I've had it all through college. And now I definitely got to give it up. I mean, because I'm fortunate enough to be able to play on the same team as the guy who I picked my number after.
I think you should take it. Try and take it from Troy.
Man, he's definitely cemented himself in that position with that number. And I mean, I'm just honored to be in the same locker room as those guys.
Chris, I was just wondering, don't have to be modest for right now, but what's your strongest part of your game? I see you have a 4.5 40, so I'm assuming speed has something to do with it.
Definitely. One thing that has definitely helped me excel in college and hopefully in the league is just, you know, the fact that I get off the ball extremely fast. And then, I mean, my second most attribute is just the fact that I play very physical. I don't care who I'm going against. I'm going to hit them. I'm going to hit them as hard as I can, right in the face. I don't want to run away from you. I'm not going to shy from, you know, any contact. I want to go right at your jaw. And hopefully I break it on my way there. And, that's just how I play.
Well, you're going to the right team with that. And also, I want to ask you about special teams, man. When was the last time you covered a kick?
Oh, man, I played special teams all 4 years in college.
Oh, awesome.
I was special teams captain of the year my junior year. And I won a couple awards, you know, Fresno mm-hmm. State. We have a big hammer award for big hits. You make those, you know, any big hits you make on special teams. So I've won that a few times. And we also have a really big hammer. And basically the hammer, you know, you lead the team out for the next game out of the tunnel holding a big jackhammer. And then if you, like, say, knock somebody out on, like, a kickoff, then we have, like, a really big hammer and you get that. And, or you know, it has to be a really explosive hit. And so I've gotten that a couple times as well. And, I'm just honored to be able to cover Fresno State because we have such a great history as far as special teams. I mean, we've led the nation in block kicks since I've been in college. Actually, for the past 10 years, we've led the nation. I mean, as far as we're always in the top 10 in everything in special teams, just because we had a great special teams coach, John Baxter. And, I mean, you know, he's coached a lot of guys to, you know, be able to go into the NFL and do an excellent job on special teams. And I'm, planning on keeping that tradition.
Believe it or not, he went to the University of Arizona. He was my special teams coach. And I'll tell you what, there's not a guy I hated more while I was there, but yet respected once I left. Hey, let me tell you something, Miller, okay? Now, everything you got to do, you get out of here, okay?
Oh,
hey,
okay. Sounds exactly
oh,
right.
God, I still have nightmares. John Baxter, where there's a will, there's a way, baby.
There's a lot of people that couldn't stand him, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, when you sit back and you look at it,
he's right.
Guy really prepared us.
That's all right, Chris. A lot of people feel that way about Josh, too. Talking about Chris Carter, not the future Hall of Fame wide receiver, but the future Steeler linebacker here with Seibel, Starkey, and Miller. Chris, you're going to have potentially about 5 seconds to get ready for NFL football this year. Who knows what's going to happen with the CBA? Who knows when it's going to get done? And you might have a very, very sharp learning curve. What do you do in the time being, and how prepared do you think you ultimately will be when business gets done?
Whatever amount of time they give me, you know, you just got to rise to the occasion. And, I mean, I've just used every single hour of the day, you know, to study the heck out of my playbook. And just, hopefully and willing that the veterans, you know, be welcoming to me as well, that, you know, I'll be in their ears the entire time just trying to learn as much as I can, you know, just be right behind them watching every step that they do, asking questions. And, I feel like that's the best way for me to get prepared, being the coach's ears and ask them questions and try and learn as much as possible. Because, you know, like you said, it's a short amount of time, and I want to play as soon as possible, with whatever opportunity the coaches allow me to go on the field.
Chris, last question. Have any of the Steelers veterans been in touch with you?
No, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to any of the vets yet, but I did get a chance to talk to, you know, a couple of coaches as the draft was going on when they selected me. So, I was pretty excited about that.
Well, good luck, and we can't wait to see you. Hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later.
And, Chris, please send my best to Baxter and tell him, you know what, after Josh Miller said you were right on 90% of the stuff he said. And then you got to end it. Then you got to end it with K, because he ends everything with K. And please send that to him.
I promise you I will.
Thank you, Chris.
All right.